Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Oh, is that on? Ouch.
Hot fire. Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
Hot Goss.
It's our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's do it. Let's get into some
Hot Goss. Oh, God. Hoopla, hoopla, hoopla.
Well, so wait, this is coming out on
Friday?
Right? Yeah, this Friday.
So today is the last day to vote for us on queer the queer tees.
The prestige is already just being nominated. It's almost too much to bear, but we've been getting by. We've been voting.
We're in the company of some great podcasts, and we are nominated for Outstanding Podcast category at the Queer Tees
category competition. Pageant.
Yes. The Queer Tees Pageant Competition Awards Contest Competition.
So if you want to vote, you can go to queertees.com/queertees2020. You have like an ad for it, just click it. And there's a lot of great things to vote for. You can vote for Eastsiders too.
We are
a good little show. Stephen Guarino's nominated too in his category. There's a lot of really like podcasts on there and other things that I'm like, oh yeah, I wanted to watch that. So it's like all the good stuff. Like if you're looking for something to binge, click through and then you'll be like, oh, that's stuff. I should support them.
Yeah. Yep. As you know, we won last year and we won a clean sweep. Clean gown, clean talent, clean sweep.
Clean. Now, we don't want one of those girls willing to kneecap or, you know, take out the other girls in the competition. I know. I read the interview with Davina that we talked about last week after talking about it unknowledgeably. And I mean, that kind of comment could have been directed at anybody. I don't know. I'm sure it feels like it's directed at Vivian because Vivian won that season. So it's definitely personal for her because she competed against the bitch, you know? But I get it. I was like, oh, they're really raking Davina, these kids. These kids.
All that venom and not even a cash prize at stake.
It's time for an extraction.
So much venom.
So much venom.
So much venom, Fifi. As you well know, and your children will someday know, it is Black History Month. Yes. We'd like to point out some black drag excellence, including, of course, Monique Hart. On Instagram, she is I Am Monique Hart. And she honors blackness every day of the month. This month on her Instagram, which
I was lucky enough to get two girls that I follow doing the similar thing. Mary Cherry from Brooklyn, she's doing the same thing, and one of her ones was the young lady who attended the first desegregated elementary school in New Orleans. I forget her name. I think it's Bridges.
Okay,
but she the red outfit, yeah. Oh, and then our producer, in-house producer, Big Dipper, he pulled up the picture, and it's so cute, her in this red dress.
Yeah, Ruby Nell Bridges Hall.
Okay. Work. Yeah, she still lives in New Orleans. But it's a cool learning experience to learn about a lot of these people and that weren't in our history books growing up.
Girl,
and it's Girls in Drag. An excuse to get up in it.
We love drag. You better work.
Mary Cherry
Diva.
Is Beverly Johnson. Is that Beverly Johnson?
Beverly Ann Johnson.
Work, Beverly Johnson, supermodel.
This is at Mary, M-E-R-R-I-E underscore Cherry.
Mary Cherry.
And I encourage you to go check her out because she's recreating all these iconic historical black women and moments in history.
It's really wonderful.
We deeply salute these queens. Salute. Being sickening.
No.
Indeed.
Have you seen Next in Fashion yet on
Netflix? Have I seen Next in Fashion? This is so much fun. This show is so good. And let me tell you why I love it. First of all, our friends are on it.
Yes.
Marco and Ashton, deep salute. Marco is literally right next door. I'm tapping on his wall right now. And he's renting space in Forever Dog Enterprises.
Corporate
We're in the Capitol Records building, but he's in the suite next to us.
Adjoining.
Yes.
Adjoining en suite.
Adjoining en suite.
That's
your
dog name.
It means you share a bathroom. well, it's an adjoining en suite.
We don't call her a bathroom.
Ashton did the leather looks that we wore on the AAA Girls Tour, the red, white, and black.
Yeah. Oh, and Marco did our finale outfits, our Who the Fuck is Heather gauzy beach whore looks.
Yes.
Yes.
So it was so much fun getting to see our friends on the show.
Cut up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also just love the format of the show. It's sort of like they're intentionally not being about like interpersonal drama. They're just being about like
talent,
bringing together the best artists and giving them all the resources to do their best work.
Yeah.
It's not about setting people up to like fuck up and let's laugh at that.
Yeah.
It's like they're bringing in designers who make things for Beyonce and Britney Spears and like Gwen Stefani and like real designers. And saying, okay, this is your supply room, and if it's not in there,
for you.
Yes,
and
we'll get it.
They say
for
that
you.
We're like anything you need.
That's so fierce.
Yeah.
And also the judges, they were like, I don't want to give anything away, but the judges are very like, I don't know. It's about the art and the art form.
And they're judged by other people in their arena, not just random celebrities too.
Yeah.
Like people that are making the same living, because all of the people on there are working designers.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing display of all of our friends' talents.
Yeah.
And they were the funniest ones. They were the best ones in interview too.
Girl.
Ashton and because they cut up.
And I hope Marco's face is okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was scary.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Watch the show. It's on Netflix and rate it and say hi to them on Instagram. They're at Marco Underwear and at Ashton Michael.
Yeah, definitely. I got a little package in the mail.
You did? What was in it?
It had a picture of Lady Gaga on the front. It's Le Monster lip crayon from House Labs.
Oh, my God. I want one.
I'm sure you have it. I'm sure it's in the mail.
Okay.
You were in the film, for fuck's sake.
Oh, I love these colors. I saw it in Miami because the only difference from the Enigma look was I was like, oh, she's not wearing the Danessa Myrix pumpkin
you
lip
did.
Cover.
You clocked.
I clocked. I was
you
like, ooh, she
clocked.
Got a pink lip now. I like this pink lip. I was like, I'm going to get this pink lip. And it's her pink lip.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's a very good product. I haven't used it on my lips yet.
Which one?
I mean... I'm going to use it to write stupid love on my face.
Oh, wow.
The next time I go to a concert.
I want to see the receipts.
We love the product. It's really great. Check it out. Also, we get a little bit more of a
sneaky peek.
Yeah, into season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
They have these judges lined up. Nikki is the first guest judge.
Nicki Minaj.
In like 40-inch hair. AOC's on it. Thandi Newton. Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones is going to go crazy. I can't wait to see Leslie Jones on that judging panel.
I know.
She looks gorge, too. I saw the preview. Jeff Goldblum's randomly.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Whoopi Goldberg. Robin. Oh, Detox is going to die.
Whoopi Goldberg is on this season.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh. Damn. Oh, my God. Jada looks so fierce.
We're getting our first glimpses of the divas walking into the workroom.
So start counting the looks so we could see how many you figured out the girls have the episodes for.
Yeah, girl.
Gigi
girl,
Gord.
They're too smart now. They only show episode one. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, my God. They're showing peaks of the judging panel, and Rue has some fucking hair on.
Yeah.
These girls are not outwigging her anymore.
Units, pieces... stunts and styles.
Wow.
This is fierce. I cannot wait to watch this fucking show. What?
What?
Do you notice that on some of the entrances, there are clothes and costumes on the hangers by the door, and others, it's totally empty.
Of course we didn't notice that. Now we have to go back and watch, though.
What could that mean?
Is there shenanigans?
What does it all mean?
Just look at the hangers.
Okay, stuff.
I get her hangers. Oh, yeah, there's clothes on the.
Oh, girls started unpacking. No, no, they couldn't. They wanted it. They wanted it not bare, I guess. So they preload, or maybe they assign sections.
Or, but sometimes it's empty.
Well, they used to. They used. No. That hair. They used to leave, make it one station short to add drama, so not everybody had a place to get ready. And then,
yeah, I know.
And then the third.
That's like horrifying.
Yeah, that they did it on purpose to stimulate drama, and it works as a reality show tool. I think Sharon was the one that didn't get an area. Yeah, because we all claimed areas. Sharon got ready at the table the first time.
I get her hangers. Well, at any rate, everybody looks really sickening, really stunning, and I can't wait to watch. And this lineup of judges is no fucking joke.
Oh my
dude.
God, Tandy looks so good.
No joke.
Leslie Jones in a blue jumpsuit.
Living.
Living.
Living Tina. Living Tina.
We have one of our sisters as the. We have theme music yet?
Rainbow Spotlight. There it is.
There you go.
Wow. That's what they tune in for.
When my next Valentine's Day, this song is on loop.
It's so good. This is the new song from Peppermint, who she just released this on Valentine's Day. And it's a song about fucking if you don't have a lover, a traditional boyfriend or something.
Boot up.
Love your fucking self.
Love him.
That's the tea. Mm-hmm. So let's give that a listen and we'll be right back.
So I started when the pain ran so deep. Running to move, my heart is so the strength that's in me. Just to see, but it's crowded. So be what you're looking for. Had to switch it up.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Ooh.
Welcome back.
For another stimulating section of
Let's Get Political. I want to get political. Let me see your policy.
Hello.
Hi.
Willem, Alaska, and Big Daddy.
Oh, we have a letter, a write-in letter.
A write-in letter for Let's Get Political.
Okay, great.
My name is Morgan, and I live in the wonderful country of KKK Canada.
Oh, my God.
Spelled with three Ks. Confused why I chose this name? Well, here's the T. For the past year or so, the Canadian government has been trying to put in a new pipeline. The biggest problem, besides corporate greed being rampant in this late stage of capitalism, is that the pipeline will go directly through the wet, Sueton territories of Indigenous peoples. Oh. The lands are the lands of those people. What the government is doing is illegal. Mm-hmm. The RCMP, Canada's Army of Pigs / the cops, are arresting matriarchs for standing their ground, for calling on ancestors, and even went so far as to back a pickup truck over a sacred fire. Mm-hmm. The government is already so full of shit, we don't need any more gas from them. I send you this in the hopes that it will reach you and you can bring awareness to this unlawful and shameful acts that are happening. The Indigenous people of Canada barely have any land left, and putting in this pipeline already destroys their land, but destroys water and land around it, speeding up the already fast-dying earth. Love the pod, love your hair, hope you win. All the best from Montreal. Morgan, crying dad, Jay. Here's a juicy photo for your timeline of viewing pleasure. Oh, hell yeah.
Wow. What? Morgan is in the bathtub. A thin layer of bubbles just barely covering her perky vagina. I see a tattoo on her lower torso.
Is that it's a conifer. It's a pine tree.
Yeah, it is.
A beautiful conifer.
Budding breasts?
More than budding. Blooming.
They bloomed.
She bloomed. She bloomed for us.
They bloomed just for you.
And she shared a lot of good information. Holy hell. That's like, how can governments just take lands? I guess they've been doing it for years. Never mind. Stupid question.
Yeah.
And how they got Hawaii? Yeah. Shit. They said, get on the long train and take the scenic route. And by the time she got to Washington, her land was gone.
Yeah.
Stealing.
Yeah, the injustices continue against the Indigenous people of a lot of places. I mean, North America is one continuous land. So Canada and the U.S. are connected. And so Indigenous people are being fucked over on the whole continent. Oh. So this next message is about the same issue, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's further clarification from the Washington Post.
Okay. So from the Washington Post, re the Trans Mountain Pipeline battle, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called for, quote, dialogue and mutual respect Tuesday as the anti-pipeline protests and blockades that have paralyzed the nation's rail system entered their 12th day.
Hit them where it hurts. Work, Indigenous.
Yeah. Demonstrators across the country have joined the blockades in support of the hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en Nation in British Columbia, who oppose the construction of a natural gas pipeline through their territory. They've brought most freight and passenger rail service to a standstill. Work, we salute. Quote, we are not asking that you stop standing up for your communities, your rights, and for what you believe, Trudeau said in Parliament during a speech that was interrupted by heckling.
Okay.
Quote, we only ask that you be willing to work with the federal government as a partner in finding solutions.
No.
Underlying the dispute are longstanding questions over land title and who speaks for Canada's Indigenous people.
Wow. That's... I'm flabbergasted.
I think sometimes the way to get people listening is to cause a little bit of unrest.
And no, I love that. Yeah, that part's great.
It's not like they're like blowing things up. They're just saying, okay, we're gonna block the transit trains.
Yeah. Oh, did you need those for your nation?
Okay,
sorry, we have our nations too. We're gonna need you not to take them.
Yeah,
and like, why do they need more gas? Like, can we like go to electric cars or something? Like, stop with using gas.
Yeah,
do something else.
So we support you. We support the protesters.
Yeah, Canadians, let us know what's up and continue updating us, please.
Yes, and we encourage you, listeners, to go do some research and see what you think about all of this.
That's crazy. So like, they were there first.
Yeah.
What? Oh, we don't have you registered with City Hall. Yeah, we were here before you built City Hall. Like, I'm sorry you don't know exactly where our lands were.
Yeah.
Good luck. fuck, I hate this country. But that's not our country for once. And they're right. better than us. God damn.
Right.
They got problems too, I guess. We all got problems. Not this ponytail. Right, this pony just stayed right on.
It is. Yeah. Are you using that? French pins?
French pins and a little Gorilla Glue.
Oh, Gorilla. Just for the edges. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, I love your unit.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Is that a Webster?
It's not.
Oh. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home-cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Actually, natural gas pipelines are not gasoline for cars. It's for homes and hearths and tasks like that. So you, I understand.
Yeah.
But this, don't put it on the lands.
This deep tea is coming from us for our very special in-studio guest. Willem's dad is here.
Woo-hoo!
Go ahead, say your catchphrase into the mic.
Charlie's here.
Charlie's here!
Oh my gosh. This is our third section where we go.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, ow. This entrance of this cave is getting smaller. I gotta wriggle my way through.
Careful of the garment.
The dance costume.
It's an Ashton Michael. I'm wearing Margo Marco. We're actually featured on episode 4 and 5 of Next in Fashion.
Yeah. Oh, we are?
No.
Oh. I was like, do they show us as celebrities they dress?
No, we bought the garments that they made. Yeah, we're wearing them right now.
Wearing them.
If only you could see
this. Ooh, this fringe. This fringe got caught on that stalactite.
Ooh.
Because we're going
spelunking, unking. Deep inside the DMs.
What is this first one? Did it say, Dear William?
This message is from William. Okay. So I know it's a trigger for you, but this is from William. Greetings, Alaskra, Brig Dripper, and William Belltie. I was watching the Muppets when I couldn't help but notice Kenya's DILF has a little pop-up number near the end of the film. Is this true? This came at around the same time that season 4 was filming. Please find photos attached, but excuse the quality because the Disney Plus app does not allow screenshots. From Willem with an extra I, aka William. That's him.
Yeah, that's definitely him. I guess he was trying to make a break in whatever.
Girl, you know, sometimes it's fun to be on a movie set.
I never work with children's Muppets, drag queens, or animals. Ever.
This is what all the Race Chaser Pod photos look like because you can't take screenshots.
Grainy ass, fucking take it from a screen on a screen.
I like it. It's environmental.
Okay. However you want to justify it, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That is so cute, and we support Kenya's sad dad.
I hate you. Oh,
he was the saddest drag queen I've ever seen. Just morose.
I mean, Kenya was too. Kenya probably said, "Be sexy, be soft," and he just looked sad. Guys don't know how to do that. They don't know how to do pretty sad face. Who's so
Lana
sad?
Del Rey about.
Yeah, fuck that. Rebecca says, "Dear Willem Alaska and Dipper Tina Tula Portocolos."
Work.
I just finished watching the short film The Quiet Room starring Alaska.
Oh.
Let me first say your performance was incredible. Alaska really sells it as a bitter, vengeful old spirit. Ooh, the body horror was beyond, and it was awesome to see such a cool and compact queer horror story.
Mm-hmm.
As two horror starlets, Alaska and the terrifying Hattie, and Willem as the final girl in the Lynchian horror masterpiece that is Hurricane Bianca. What? Wait, are you in Hurricane? Wait, as two horror starlets, Alaska as the terrifying Hattie, and Willem as the final girl in the Lynchian horror masterpiece that is Hurricane Bianca.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you consider yourself horror fans? What are your favorite horror movies you would recommend the listeners to check out? Love always, Rebecca. They just read Hurricane Bianca.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Stage 5 hurricane. Very damaging.
The tropical storm.
Very large. Waves. Large. It goes on way too long. It's devastating.
Call FEMA.
The response was not enough.
Midland.
It was a hurricane. So are you a horror fan?
Yeah, I like horror movies. I think my favorite horror movie probably ever is Ticked Off Grannies with Knives.
Oh, yeah. Of which you are a star.
Crystal Summers, Calexis Davenport, friend of the pod,
oh, yeah.
Jenna Sky, Erica Andrews.
Uh-huh.
And it's like this
legend.
Grindhouse horror, low budget film that was like the first of its kind. It did a lot of firsts, and it's 10 years old.
And it's a lot of trans women in empowering roles.
Mm-hmm. It's
and showing their world in a kind of real way, right?
Yeah, it was five sisters who worked at a club together.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the characters were trans. Mm-hmm. And then four of the characters were trans.
Mm-hmm.
And they were played by trans women too.
Yeah.
So it was at Tribeca. It was it got a lot of attention. It was great. It's fun. It's such a fun movie. It's Grindhouse, so it's supposed to be sloppy and slapdash and there's probably 5 or 6 different movies in it, but it's so good.
Yeah.
What's your favorite horror movie?
Well, my cousin and I would always sneak when we were really young, and we would watch the Halloween movies. Like, and there are like 18 of them. It's like Halloween 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mm-hmm. So. Yes, and so they always have a really special place for me. Mm-hmm. And you know, looking back at it now, the Halloween movies are really cool. They have like a strong female lead who's kicking the ass of like this really horrible like white man, mm-hmm. white faced man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of the Halloweens. Put it on my list.
They're really good. Yeah. I recommend. And even the new one I liked.
I like Jamie Lee Curtis in anything. I just saw her in Knives Out.
I'd watch anything Miss Curtis played in. Part of her talent is she picks the best films.
All About Eve.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, it took me a minute.
Deep friend of the pod, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Betty Davis.
This next message is from Sandy. Dear Dipper Titter Jelly Bear, Alaski Lou, and Will Meow. As I searched on YouTube for videos of drag queens the other day, I came across some videos of queens dealing with drunk, difficult, and disrespectful fans during their shows.
Sharon came to the show?
In every video, I am in total admiration of how professional every queen was at dealing with these awful people and putting them in their place and sometimes even kicking them out of the show. What the hell is wrong with these people? I can't understand why someone would take the trouble of going to watch a live show if they don't respect the performer. My question is, what is the worst fan experience you've had and how did you deal with it? I would like you to know that if I am ever at one of your shows and someone respects you, I'll be the first person helping you kick them out. Love you lots, Sandy. And there's a note. Remember the video of the queen fully shoving that one woman across the floor. Fuck. The video was fans who go too far, like 10 times that Drag Race fans go too far. And like,
was it Jake Anse? Tell me it was Jake Anse.
Maybe. I don't know. But it was like, I remember there's one with Raven and someone like gets on the stage and is just like being really inappropriate. And
yeah.
Raven's not the one.
No,
she's
never was.
Not the one, the two, the three, the four, or the five.
Raven
you
kicked
fuck
me
with.
Out of a club. I know that she's not the one.
So she does have good taste.
Breeding. What was your worst ever with a fan?
I tend to just use it, whatever happens. So if someone is like drunk, which they usually are drunk.
Yeah.
And they're in a heightened state of some kind and they don't know what they're doing. So I tend to just like let it play out. And I'm like, oh, like you want to come on stage? Like, fierce. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
What's up? Like, just because then it's sort of like putting the spotlight on it and giving it space sort of like evaporates it because then they're like, what have I done? Because performing is terrifying on its own.
Every eye in the room is looking at you.
Yeah.
Wanting to be entertained.
Yeah. So I'm not the one to be like, listen, honey, you need to get out of here and I need to... Like, that's never been my brand of humor because it's like, you have to just kind of give it space. That's my mode of dealing with it.
Yeah.
And then you had something great that happened on stage.
Yeah.
It's memorable.
I appreciate anything... like that happens when people jump up. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. So wait, what are some examples in that video? Do you know, Dippy?
Well, I hope there's Princess pulling the girl's ponytail in Nashville because Princess yanked a bitch's ponytail like I think twice because the girl was on fully crossing stage in front of Princess. Princess just grabbed this ponytail and pulls this girl to the side steps. It was great. It was so wonderful.
Okay.
It's great.
It's fun to watch.
No, the girl
would
was
I
drunk
ever
and she
do
got
that?
Up twice.
Would I ever, like, grab, first of all, a woman's hair?
Not a black
no.
girl. Would but I this white girl, I would grab her ponytail because she would be so disrespectful to Princess.
Would
she was
I,
so drunk she didn't know.
Would I push a woman, like,
no.
the one performer? And, like, she pushed this older woman, like, literally down onto a table.
Yeah.
That is not my style. I do not want to get physical ever with anybody. Mm-hmm. Because once it goes there, like,
not
I'm
even
out.
Do a Lipa?
Let's get physical.
I think it's this. What
is this? What is this? The princess?
No.
It's Jaden at play.
Jaden Dior?
Yeah.
See, play. These girls get frisky, get up on stage. There's two staircases.
Okay, we're seeing Jaden Dior fierce. Oh, and a girl in a striped knit dress has gotten on stage and is trying to. And, And Jaden grabs her ass and jiggles it about and then gives her a kiss as security escorts her away.
And then she titty slant motorboats the fan's face in her boobs and says, "I gotta work now, baby." And Courtney's reading somebody. Courtney is giving a dressing down to somebody. And then
Courtney, I think, was using the line, "I don't come down to McDonald's and take the, or I don't come down to the corner and knock the dicks out of your mouth," or you know, that old response.
This is my favorite. This is a guy picking up tips for Sonique and then pocketing them.
No!
Yeah, look.
No. And then Sonique beats the shit out of him.
Yeah. She had already told him once. Yeah,
Sonique is scrappy.
Kicking him in the corner at Hamburger Mary's Long Beach. Don't fuck with Sonique. She is not the one.
She
it's great.
Gives the illusion of the delicate flower, but she will literally kick your ass across the fucking room.
She will do a walkover on your ass. Is this Detox? Who is this? Oh, I knew just from the back of her. I knew that hair and that body. I was like, that's D.
Detox letting out. Will you turn on the audio?
Oh,
with the
please.
Detox, please. Let's go back just a little bit. Oh my god, someone steals the tips off a Detox steak.
Do you think that it's funny? What makes you have the right to snatch shit from my hands?
Oh. She probably took a ring or something. The girl's laughing.
She took tips.
Wow. And these weren't cases of, like, people picking up her tips saying, oh, I was going to give it to him later. These people pocketed.
Yeah. And like, I really, in this case, they were stealing it out of her hand. Taking the tips out of the diva's hands.
It reminds me of a time when a certain dress of yours went missing.
The Costa Rican scandal of 2018?
Oh, no.
I won't rehash that.
Well, your way of dealing with it was to blow up this person online, lead a full-scale investigation, and eventually you got it back, right? Won't she do it?
Every time.
Won't she do it?
That was my gown.
So my recommendation out there.
Watch this video. Hey, it's great. It's a one. What's the subscriber? Does they have a name? Or what is it? Just 10 times drag queens.
When fans went too far.
When fans went too far.
With drag queens.
Wow, that's crazy. Work. Someone stuck their finger up my nose at a show. I just
and
performed.
Now you are married to him. Just kidding.
Separated. No. Yeah. And that was the one time. And they
and
were like.
6 months later, we walked down the aisle.
He lifted the veil.
My recommendation, though, is don't get physical, because once you do that, then it's like
it becomes something else.
It becomes like they can sue you and then you're entangled with this person legally. Let the security do their job. Give them space and let them know. But, you know, and let them have verbally as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my recommendation.
Which one are we? Okay. We did Sandy
from BW.
Hold on, I need to sneeze.
Oh. Hey! Oh, I'll press the sneeze button here.
Okay, from BW, Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, 5000, Big Dipper. The following information must be disseminated. The character, Lady Pimp Michaels, Chad Michaels played on Frock the Vote, was a knockoff of RuPaul's character from her music video for Back to My Roots, specifically the hair, costume, and persona. I'm shocked that this was not brought up on the main stage during critiques, as it was not a particularly original idea of Chad's, especially since Chad's biggest critique every week was playing character. I thought his biggest critique was the perfection. Please dissect the evidence attached. Sincerely, Big Whistleblower.
Aw, that's fierce. I didn't know this.
There's a picture of Rue, which we'll put on our Instagram, Race Chaser Pod, with two Afro puffs, an asymmetrical little side swoop moment, and a one-legged pink leopard outfit.
Yes.
With a glove, attached glove.
Yes, it's a fierce look, and I didn't know that it was a reference, and now we do know.
Yeah, Back to My Roots is one of my favorite songs. I'm going back
to my roots.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
And we'll do a side-by-side on our Instagram so you can weigh in, too.
We should also put Mimi, I'm First's hair in there, too, because it's kind of similar. I mean, it is the same thing.
Mimi, I'm First promo hair / mini challenge.
Yeah.
Delta, Stacey Lane, Mimi hair.
Exactly. Our next message says, Dearest Alaska Willem and Big Dipper, when I moved to a new city, I joined a gay kickball league as a way to make friends in the gay community. It has easily been one of the most formative experiences of my life. I've made lifelong friends with all sorts of queer people and have been able to share an inclusive, safe space with a diverse group of individuals. Recently, a national gay kickball tournament amended their rules to require that each team meet a minimum percentage of LGBTQI athletes. Many teams include straight allies as team members and see this rule as exclusionary and divisive. Others agree that with the right of the LGBTQI community to create an equitable safe space that limits participation of straight athletes. As the LGBTQI community continues to become more integrated into the new normal, how do we maintain the valuable qualities of queer space while allowing others to share in our culture? Is a quota really the best solution? Love, Left Field. P.S. Attached is a photo of our team in quick drag. All of these unclockable ladies are in need of a loving mother if you're looking to adopt.
Oh. Tubes tied. Oh, wow.
They look great. So, Dipper, can you clarify what is... So, are they saying... Who's making a quota?
Basically, he's giving an example that, like, it's a queer kickball league, but now they're trying to be more inclusive.
Yeah.
And so the idea of, like, as queer culture makes its way into more mainstream spaces, like, how important it is to hold on to queer spaces as a place just for queer people.
So wait, is the National League saying you have to have straight people on your queer?
No, it's saying you have to have a certain number of gay athletes, and I guess his
on
team.
Your straight team.
Yeah, No. Need a minimum percentage of LGBTQI athletes.
Like allies, I guess his team might have more allies than the tournament allows. They want mostly gay people on the teams, maybe, or percentages. I don't know how it works, but it seems like his complaint is that the straight allies on his team aren't allowed to compete.
No, the straight allies are starting. I mean, it doesn't matter about the kickball league. He's not asking.
Is it
about
hypothetical
that.
Or is
no,
it?
No, it's real.
It's real.
He says it right here. Many teams include straight allies as team members and see this rule as exclusionary because
see
the
what
National
rule?
Gay Kickball Tournament amended their rules to require that each team meet a minimum percentage of LGBTQ athletes. So it's a gay. You basically have to prove that you're queer to play in the team.
Suck a dick.
Right, but this is not the question. That's just an example of an experience that he's going through. The question is, how do we maintain valuable qualities of queer space while allowing others to share in our culture?
Well, I don't think it's something that I'm purporting to have the answer to, but from my own personal experience, I do love and enjoy queer spaces, and especially in something like a sport where it has been sort of traumatic for me, like as a child, because being queer and being in sports was really fucking hard for me. And so
he was my sports coach. That it's funny.
Yeah.
That I get to talk about this too then.
So to have a space that's like that's like a safe space, I think is really important and would make it like fulfilling and worth it for me. So I don't know if that's like, oh, we shouldn't allow anybody who's straight in it, but I think it should be like, I don't know, queer owned and operated, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was on a gay kickball team, and I think that we had straight. I don't know if there were rules or anything, but I can't imagine like saying you're accepting of all like gay people and then not allowing straight people in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I still don't really understand. So he was going to a competition. Oh, wow.
Have you ever been to a gay club?
Yes.
And the party was cute. And then you kept going back. And then like 6 months later, you look around and you were like, where are all the gay people at this gay club? Because the party's so cute, everybody starts going. And it like loses that queerness.
I don't go to the same party a lot.
makeout Mondays.
That's always queer.
That's always queer.
Girl, there was this one girl in a gown, wearing a gown to FUBAR doing a number.
I like that.
At FUBAR.
I like gowns out of context.
You don't do ballads on, okay, but do an upbeat. A gown usually implies a slower what? Number. Do an upbeat.
Park and bark.
Yeah, a park and bark.
Ruff, ruff, do. Ruff.
Up, do. I just, gowns and FUBAR, uh-uh.
Do.
I will wear a gown the next time I go to food bar just because of this conversation.
I just saw a messy man.
That's so upsetting.
I don't have the answer, and I don't really know the problem.
But maybe if the people on this fine, fine kickball team send in some more intimate messages. Nathan says, hey, Dipper, Alaska, and Willem. Huge fan of the pod and of you girls. Looking forward to meeting you guys at DragCon LA. I'm a new current resident of Palm Springs area and enjoy going to see the girls at the club, but hardly ever get to see Willem headlining. Why is that?
Why is that?
I don't know. I was headlining Chill Bar at Pride this November, so I was there. Anyway, I just got in a relationship with this guy. We are strictly monogamous and official for several months. The other day, he left his phone on the couch, and it was still unlocked as he walked away, so I happened to look through it and noticed he was on a chat app I've never seen before, and it looks like WhatsApp, but was filled with dick pics and hole pics. Anyway, it's our conversation that he had with this guy. No pictures were exchanged, but apparently they've hooked up before. He then was suggesting to my boyfriend that they should video chat and jerk off. My boyfriend said, yeah, that'd be great, and set up a time to do it when I wasn't around. Is this considered cheating? I kind of want to call him out on it because at the same time, I don't want to tell him I went through his phone. Also, feel really bad because I'm trying to start something new with somebody and build trust, but I always feel like I'm being lied to, all these guys. I want to hear what you guys think. I've also included a few dick pics. Thanks, Nathan.
Oh, really?
Damn. Is this a fold-out?
Centerfold.
Centerfold. Centerfold. Wow, he's cheating on you. I have no hope, Nathan. Hey, is it cheating if he ain't eating?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a misuse of trust.
Here's what I think you should do. Okay, first of all, I don't think statements like, I feel like I'm getting lied to by all these guys. Don't say things like all these guys, because there is no such thing as an across the board, including everybody rule when it comes to things like this. Maybe you're attracting a certain type of guy, and maybe that's something you can look into, but you can't say it's all about everybody. Next, I think you can open up the conversation and say, so, what do you think about, like, online stuff? Is that okay? And then if he lies to you, then he's a lying, cheating motherfucker.
Who then you need to find out what time he's meeting the guy and show up outside the window. So let him know that you're crazy, he's caught, and we're done.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, monitor this
that's
situation.
Fun and dramatic.
Oh, yeah, you always need a good ending. And a chance to wear a hat or a costume outside the window.
God, Boris sunglasses. And Natasha outside the jack-off session.
Down boots.
I think also, don't go through your partner's phone. You're only going to find it. If you're looking for shit that you don't want to see, you're going to find it.
I'm seeing all I want to see right now.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, damn. I thought this was a drug counseling question off of this next one.
Okay, okay.
I read backwards sometimes.
So, from Matt, hi, Alaska Willem and Dipper Tina, glass bulb pipe intended for tobacco use only. Oh, yeah. That is your full name. I don't know. He must have looked up your birth certificate. I love drag race, this podcast, being belittled for trying to know about politics but not knowing enough, and all the traps and tropes that revolve around gay life.
Traps and tropes? We're a trap and trope.
I'm Willem's age. Well, can you tell me what it is? Because nobody can seem to find out the truth.
Ask Mother Willow.
I've talked to doctors and friends and Googled, but can't seem to find any peace with my situation. So I'm setting up a flare and asking my gay subculture experts for some advice. I love to top and fuck a nice ass. Okay, Charlie.
We're not
apologize. We apologize. Willem's dad is here.
He was a lifeguard. It's fine. And a Marine.
Okay. I love to top and fuck a nice ass. My problem is that I don't achieve orgasm from anal or oral sex.
You're doing it wrong.
It's not a new thing. I never have been able to. Staying erect is never a problem. Okay. Okay, I'm looking for the problem. I enjoy getting my partners...
BetterHelp.com/drag.
I enjoy getting my partners off and drilling a hungry bottom. Oh, my God.
That pipeline.
I just don't pass that final hurdle. My sexual partners take it personal, regardless of whether we discuss it detail beforehand or if I don't talk about it. When I hear about two-pump chumps and dudes that shoot too quick, I get jealous. Oh, wow. I understand my issue might not be relatable, but I'm hoping that maybe it is and... people will hear this and help me not feel alone. Willem, as a proud bottom, would this be an issue for you? Is this a common problem for guys? Any experience, tips, advice, or anecdotes would be helpful. Here's a pic of my 6'5" and thick dick. I'm happy to share it with you, your listeners, and the world, as long as we're all consenting adults. Thanks for years of entertainment.
I have a tip. I would always like... What?
The microphone keeps dipping.
As a way to get out of a sexual encounter that I wasn't into for whatever reason, before I answer the door or before I go in, I set an alarm on my phone for like 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I could always stall and then get a phone call and I have to go. I'm out. My friend got a flat. I need something. He could always set an alarm for like 35, 45 minutes in and then say, oh my God, my dog. Yeah, they ripped up my apart. I have to go. My dog got out of the yard. I have to go.
It's very elaborate.
Well, if he's avoiding coming... I don't know how to, yeah.
Why can't you just talk about it? I mean,
that would work too, but if these people are getting offended or feel disrespected that this guy can't come, he said some people have a problem or something. So I'm giving the hardest advice you could possibly do. Time your encounter and then answer the phone randomly.
Elaborate. Bad idea. Deceptive.
But I thought my first idea was good. I've used that because it's an easy way out. You're like, oh shit, sorry.
Right.
Pass.
The 2 minute phone call rescue method.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Like, call me in 2 minutes.
Yeah. What do you want to weigh in on this, Dippertini?
Well, Dippertini? I just wanted to ask, is it still worth it to fuck if there's no cum shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
So that's
so
half the journey is the journey or some bullshit?
Yeah.
Something. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Yeah. I think it ends up coming back to this thing of, like, you know, sex is complex and...
if you're doing it with enough people.
There's
erector
always...
sets.
Everybody is different, and, I mean, it's so funny. He's like, I'm jealous of guys
who come too
quickly.
There were pictures? I didn't even know.
It's on the next page. Ugh. I'm jealous of guys who come too quickly, and then those guys are jealous of you and your problems.
Everybody wants what they can't have, yeah.
Right. So I guess just be upfront about it and say, like, you know, I can do this, but I'm not going to come, so, like, don't get mad. And then,
I have a 4:30. I can't come.
And then, I don't know, maybe cultivate relationships with those people who are understanding and who can, like, enjoy the...
Or methed out bottoms who need it for hours. Meet one of them.
There you go.
Yeah, go to Crystal City, Crystal. That's outside D.C., actually, Crystal City. It's by the airport. Yeah. Vicky Detox and I went there.
I bet you did.
Not like that, but we stayed there. Damn. Thank you for listening to Hot Goss. You can send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. And good questions and nudity get priority boarding.
Plus, we have bonus video content now available on patreon.com/Willem. This stuff is really fun. We recommend getting into it. You can sign up to be a patron and support us. And you can search using the Race Chaser hashtag, and you can watch the videos a la carte.
Follow us on Instagram @Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod. Mm-hmm. And we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling hot goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.